Just hold it like this when you're talking, like to the side of your mouth.
Ah! We also probably don't need us, because I have all the files already for us asking the questions. So you can just hold it the whole time.
Is it recording?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jack Dozier. I'm a senior studying biomedical engineering, and after I graduate, I'll be taking a gap year and then going to medical school.
Cool. Okay, and then the first, you can just hold this.
First question is biggest lesson you've learned?
At Duke, yeah. And it could be like, if Pratt and Duke in general are different, then share both.
Okay. Probably how to balance different parts of my life while at school, because at different times there's more emphasis on academics versus social life versus staying healthy, and sometimes parts of that become a little less focused on. So I learned through my 4 years how to make sure each of those aspects are like strong.
And the next question is, what is a highlight of your Pratt experience specifically, and then just a general highlight, like your Duke experience too?
I think highlight from Pratt was my junior spring. It was definitely my hardest semester I've ever had, but I really realized that all of my classes were like super interesting, and everything that I had done leading up to it that seemed like busy prereq classes were actually useful, and without them I wouldn't have been able to understand what I was doing. And that semester was just like so informative of like what I wanted to do with my life, and I realized that everything like made sense, and it was great.
And then is there highlight of your Duke experience?
I would say probably the UNC Duke game my sophomore year. I attended in some capacity all 4 years, but my sophomore year was the long year and we black tented. And like I was still doing all my schoolwork and like doing well in it as well, but just that day was awesome, and it ended in a Duke win, and we got to burn benches and have a good time.
That was a fun one.
So many people have said that answer. Mom, I'm a leg. That one's good.
And it was blacked out.
And I don't remember it. It's my favorite memory.
It's just what everyone says. Okay, last question. What is your advice to underclassmen?
To like prep underclassmen.
Yeah. I think definitely to learn how you best stay organized early on, and especially when your classes are hard but haven't ramped up to the level that they will be, and just learn how to manage your time really wisely during that time. And also realize that it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help, especially when you're struggling, that everyone does struggle at one time, and some people are good at hiding it and not showing that they're struggling. So it's not a bad thing to be able to ask for help. And upperclassmen are really great resources for advice and helping navigate your courses.
Do you have anything else you'd want? Any, like, if you have any final remarks, you don't have to have anything. Some people just have things that they're dying to say. Actually, the only person that didn't is Rico.
BME pre-med is doable.
That was it. Yeah. See? So easy, right?